international speaker, author, entrepreneur, and business coach, Wayne Scherr, and I'm really happy that you're here today, right now, because we are going to cover something very, very important. So stick with me, and I'm going to introduce you to a way to connect with your audience that you may have thought was out of reach for you, or maybe you thought you couldn't do it, or who knows what you thought. If you're like me, you block yourself from doing things because you've created a belief that you can't make it happen, and then you suddenly have this realization that, oh, it actually wasn't that hard. So let's get going. And before we get going, actually, before we get started, let me ask this. You have absolutely no obligation. It'll cost you absolutely nothing. If you would go to WayneScherrShow.com, WayneScherrShow.com, and click the like button if you've been enjoying these shows and would like to help expand this show in the future. Okay, thank you very much. That's WayneScherrShow.com, WayneScherrShow.com, WayneScherrShow.com. All right. Now, one other thing before we get started is, imagine having your name broadcast out on the air for thousands of people to hear and know that you're a part of the business world and growing and part of the network of close-knit, high-profile people. Are you ready for that? Well, just send me in your recommendations or your show suggestions to support at WayneScherrShow.com. And if I use your recommendation, I'll announce your name right here on the show. And if you have a website, I'll be glad to announce that too. Okay. Now, thank you again for being here. You're an absolutely great person. And that's why I love doing this show, because I get to talk to you and I get to share with you. And I don't know about you, but I'm not much of a connector. I say that lightly because I now connect much better than I ever used to. But I never gave myself credit for being a connector. And connecting is what we're here to talk about, because, you know, there's a lot of people that think that you can go online, if you can get a lot of people on your list and just start sending them a bunch of emails, you've connected. Only there's one thing that's missing there, right? What's the connection? If you are connected to nobody, then have you connected? Connection is not a one-way street. You sending an email and getting no response is not a connection. Have you noticed this problem yet? Have you experienced this in the startup of your online business, your multi-level marketing, your affiliate marketing, the selling of your own products? Have you realized that you can't just simply send a bunch of emails and expect action? It's very true, and it's very misleading to watch some of these marketers who just send you these. All they ever send you is a short little email that says, "Hey, I just got this great thing that's making everything change," and a link, right? And when you click the link, what's on the other side of the link? Some really crappy program that of somebody flashing a bunch of paychecks and a bunch of images of ClickBank or whatever accounts that can be made by anybody, almost anybody, on their machine with an image program. Anybody can do it, and it's misleading. Because the idea that person is connecting is not correct. Now, what happens often is some of these folks manage to get a large number of people to promote their products, so they make a significant amount of sales on what they're doing because they got their advertisement in front of huge numbers of people. But their sales turnaround, in reality, overall and over all the promotions that go out, run around 1-2%. And it could be better, but it's because there was no connection. And the sustainability of that within your own business is pretty non-existent. The connection is the key to you growing your business. Okay, I wasn't too good at connecting through the internet when I first started. Right, I came from the military, so my method, as you probably notice, I'm pretty direct. I don't have time to fool around with worrying about people being upset by little things. Okay, so I don't purposely go out and try to make people mad about everything. But I also know that some people get upset about, you know, being told the truth. They don't want to hear the truth, and for that part, I don't care, right? You know, I don't care. I'm going to tell you the truth, and if it bothers you for a second, if you're a big grown up, you get over it, then you absorb it, and then you take action. I mean, I know this to be true. I used to deal. I remember, I had. When I was commanding officer, one of my responsibilities, of course, was to train the junior officers to become, more experienced members of the flight crew and to become the mission commanders. And one young officer was doing good at being, we call it air controlling, though it's not air controlling in the sense of like at an airport. It's combat air control, where you're directing airplanes to targets and controlling the entire engagement process. And this young officer was very good at it, but wasn't moving beyond it. This officer had gotten accolades from the air wing commander, who was my boss. And so, but this officer was not progressing at all toward the ultimate goal of being the mission commander. This officer was just being a combat air controller, and that was it. And that doesn't work. So I had to sit down and explain to this officer that it's really nice and it's really good that people love to have your air control, but that's not your goal. You know, it's great to be liked by these people at this level, but your goal is to be a mission commander, and you are not doing that. You are making no progress, and you have to change things. And of course, that shocked this young officer that I would actually tell this person they were doing bad when everybody else was telling them how good they were doing. In fact, brought tears to their eyes. and no, I'm not laughing at the individual, okay? I do that little laugh thing, and people accuse me of laughing at them because they're so hypersensitive. And no, I'm not laughing at them. I'm laughing at the situation, because the situation was reality. And, you know, one of the skills I learned in doing all that, having to tell people the big negative truth after everybody else is telling them the hyped up, incomplete truth, was to turn it around and turn it into something positive. One of the rules of counseling was start on something good, move to, if there is something bad, move to the bad, and then finish up on something good. That's the basic formula that worked very, very well. If I could end something on, you know, anything negative on something good, I could turn around the situation. Which in the end, that's what I did. I told this officer what needed to be done, what things that they had shown to me were actually happening but not being done aggressive enough, and that turned the teary eyes into hopeful eyes. That there really was hope for me. I really can do this, and I really can move on to the next thing. So I actually created a connection there. Now, that type of connection doesn't work all that great in marketing, because you're not sitting down one on one with people. There's no actual interaction online direct. So you have to create the perceived interaction, and I wasn't too good at that. In fact, I had no clue on what to do. folks told me, and maybe you were told the same thing. And so listen to this. Imagine being told that what you need to do is create another person, and then make that person bigger than life, and use that persona for your marketing persona. Now, that may sound relatively simple. Some people have done that. But if you look at marketing, even on the television and elsewhere, how many people actually have done that? It's acting, okay? And if you're not a great actor, that's not going to work. There's one sure way to, well, you can imagine what happened to me. I got no response doing that, okay? it was a joke in many ways. I mean, I tried it. I was always taking action. Somebody who was ahead of me in marketing tells me to do something, I would try it. Yeah, but I couldn't connect that way. That was crazy. So I came to the conclusion that it was amongst my favorite words, stupid. It was stupid because so few people can do it, and the ones that can probably already know they can, and the ones that can't, which is most of us, already know we can't, and when somebody tells you to do that, you think it's stupid. And so it flopped miserably. I did some, they may actually still be on YouTube or Vimeo or somewhere like that, but I did some videos of a series on traffic, doing some wacky things, and it didn't work. So I moved on. I had to figure out what I was going to do. I had to connect, right? I have to connect. And so ultimately, I'm working with my friends Dave Van Hoos and Dustin Matthews, and well, I was just sitting there talking about connecting and with a group of folks that included them, and they said, "Well, that's, you know," I was just sitting there talking, and one lady at the table, very smart lady, she says, "Well, that's what you need to do." And I look at her, I'm like, "That's what I need to do? What are you talking about? That's what I need to do?" And it was how I was just explaining my own personal belief on why I need to be doing things the way I did. And when she finally was able to explain to me what it was I did, I was like, oh, you mean just just be me? How about that? And from that point on, connecting became a whole lot easier, right? Just be me, you know? And I moved on, and I've done many things, and I created a podcast. And I know the people that listen to this podcast, because it's an audience. They're people that deal with things directly. People that don't like to be told things are nutty or that they're doing something wrong won't listen to this podcast, because I won't hesitate to tell you that something is wrong, something's not good, I think something's stupid, right? That's just the way I am. So just be me. I believe what I believe. I believe that being an entrepreneur is the solution to the world. If you're an entrepreneur that wants to provide solutions to other people, then you need to do it in a grand fashion. You need to provide as much of that to all the people that want the solution and reach as many of them as possible. And it's not about just putting money in your pocket. And people that hear me say it's not about them just putting money in their pocket, that don't like that, well, you know, they hang up and they go away, because I'm not going to help people fraud other people. You know, my business is about, I only sell things to people that they can connect with, because it will help them for a long time to come, right? And I won't do what these other marketers do. They just find whatever they think will sell fast to line their pockets with money. And I'm not saying every marketer does that, but you know what I'm talking about. You've probably been on a number of lists and you've opted out of them where that's all that ever happens. You don't like it. And if you keep getting their emails without opting out, I would wonder why, okay? It's kind of crazy. So recently I found a new way to connect, and that's what I want to share with you. because it's very, very simple. It's connecting in a way that I absolutely hate it. Another thing I believed that I couldn't do because I didn't personally like doing it. But unfortunately, for me, not unfortunately for the world, but unfortunately for me, you know, probably 90% of the world is using this to stay connected. So in reality, I needed to accept that I needed to get connected that way. So what am I talking about? Well, it's mobile phones, right? Who here listening to me, do you have a mobile phone is the question. And even if you say no, the next question is, how many of your friends don't have a mobile phone, right? So why is that? Why is that that everybody, almost everybody, has a mobile phone? Why is that? You know, that's something to consider. It's because they use it to stay connected. I mean, notice how many people walk down the street with earplugs in their ears attached to their mobile phone. How many people do you see that just can't stop talking on that phone? It's like if they aren't talking on the phone, that they think they're going to, you know, fall off the edge of the earth and die. And then they'll tell you they have to, okay? They have to. Now, if you're one of those persons that says you have to be on the mobile phone, I'll tell you that you have just created that to justify being on the phone all the time. I hate mobile phones. If you had my mobile phone number, you would not be able to talk to me. I rarely carry it around. And I use it for certain minor things. I have it. Partially, I got it so I could see what my websites look like on mobile better in reality. And partially, I got it because I could get it because it has a referral program. I could actually have it paid for by other people, and it was a good enough phone for people like me. Actually, it's a very good phone, but that doesn't matter. I still don't use it, but that doesn't mean I shouldn't use mobile phones, right? And that's what happened when my friend Mark Call showed me his new software, phone opt-in. It actually made it so I could connect with people using mobile phones and not, I actually don't even need my own mobile phone to do it. So if you're one of those people like me who doesn't have a mobile phone, well, guess what? You can connect through mobile phones because this software does not require you to use a mobile phone. You do not need a mobile phone, okay? It's absolutely amazing. It builds a list of highly responsive people that you can then connect with much more personally. And it gets to a device that your market, no matter what your market is, your market uses to stay connected to just about everything, and they respond to it even faster than email, okay? Even faster than email. Think about it for a minute. If you're one of the ones who use a mobile phone, and 90% of you do, so when a text message comes in, what do? Do you just ignore it? Don't even tell me I just ignore it. Of the 90% of you who use a mobile phone like crazy, 99% of you look at that text message instantly. I know, you're saying, how can you tell me what I do? Well, it is true, and you know it. So don't deny it. Nobody's watching. Nobody's listening to you. Only you. You're just talking to you right now and me. So how is it that you don't know that you want to be connected with a mobile phone to your other mobile phone audience? How could that be? Is it even possible that you wouldn't want to be connected? Well, of course you would, because 90% or better of them are connected, and most of them will respond to it instantly if you're sending them the right information. That's what Mark put together with Phone Opt-In, and I started using this. And, you know, I'll have to admit that one of the reasons I loved it so much was because I didn't have to use my mobile phone. And I was like, that's great. You know, I interact on other people's mobile phone through an interface on a web page. And that is beautiful. And it is so easy, and it is so effective, and it's so connecting that there is no way you should not do it. So this has absolutely no obligation. So don't even feel obligated to do anything other than just go to easyleadnetwork.com/phone-opt-in. easyleadnetwork.com/phone-opt-in. Just go there. There's no obligation here because there's a button on the page that just says try our demo. And just do that, okay? So and see what works. It also give you a white paper on how all of this works and all the numbers and real statistics about the industry and about being connected on phone opt-in. But it's really cool. There's no obligation here. You just do it, and it tells you, you know, if you don't want to get any more information, it tells you how to opt out. It's very simple. At worst, I have a phone company that has unlimited text messaging. I don't know whether yours does or not, but we're talking about doing, I think it's 3 text messages here, and then if you want to opt out, you can opt out. But do it. There's absolutely no obligation to do this, and to buy anything or anything else. Just click the button and do the demo and see how it works. It is so simple, and it works so well. I've set up, I've only had it for about 3-4 weeks now, and I'm rarely that impressed by something that quickly. But it has worked so well, giving away my book, getting people on webinars. It's already created an income for me in one particular campaign, and that's amazing. And here's the deal. If you look at the pricing of it, right now it's only $25 a month, and it has unlimited keywords. You can do as much texting as you want. It costs a penny a text. You look at other companies. The cheapest company I found out there was a company offering $29, and it offered you absolutely no services. It was a joke. It should have been a free trial. The next price after that is $50 a month, and that doesn't even come close to providing the services. The next price after that is about $89 to $90 a month, and that starts offering you enough to be effective in a small terms. Where for $25 a month with phone opt-in, you become effective to any level you want. Okay, that's the other big deal about that. But nonetheless, the demo is you go there and click try our demo at Easy Lead Network, easyleadnetwork.com/phone-opt-in, and just try the demo. There's no obligation. You don't feel like you have to do anything. You don't feel like you have to buy anything. I'm not watching over your shoulder, but you do owe it to yourself to know how it works. And understand a little about how it can help you connect, especially if you haven't been able to connect well. This will definitely improve that capability. Okay? Does that make sense? All right. So now that we are finished, now that we are done, I want you to take time, and if you haven't started, I've created a whole new training series that's completely free. This is really completely for the total newbie to understand business, putting it together and getting it all done for you. It's inside the Easy Lead Network member area, which of course is also free. So all you do is go to easyleadnetwork.com and get started there with your free account. And all this training is free. Well, it starts you from absolutely nothing and works you up to the point where you're ready to start doing marketing, and it then starts doing a lot of the how-to for you. It is now, I actually sat down and did a little calculating and looking up of prices and stuff, and the actual value of it is over $7,000 now, and it's yours free, completely free, easyleadnetwork.com. So go there and sign up, and remember, you're great. And I love being with you, and I thank you for being here on the Wayne Scherer Show, and I look forward to seeing you next time. This is Wayne Scherer, And you are one of the greatest people in the world, and I am lucky to be able to talk with you. See you next time.